Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fiore moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore fields it and throws to second for the out. Killebrew moves to third. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground for an out. Killebrew scores. Cardenas moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to third. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Tovar moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. It's Twins, 3, Royals, 3. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Hernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holt moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ratliff hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alcaraz moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Ratliff and he is safe. Otis steals second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ratliff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant bunts towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Alcaraz covering, for the out. Ratliff moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moorhead hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ratliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fiore moves to second. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fiore scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Tom Hall now pitching. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Bill Zepp now pitching. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenas moves to second. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ratliff hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Bill Zepp. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenas moves to third. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. It's Twins, 4, Royals, 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Hernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Hernandez moves to second. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Dave Moorhead. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Oliva bunts towards third. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Rick Renick pinch hits for Jim Holt. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick takes first base on ball four. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Bob Allison now playing left field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ratliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar throws the ball into Quilici, who tags Keough trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.